Plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and plenty to do indoors this weekend. We'll keep you entertained and warm and toasty all at the same time on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. And this is a Social Club for the weekend of Friday, January 22nd, 2016. Coldest weekend so far of the year, but here with warm smiles on their faces, as always, Rachel Carlson of BL Pittsburgh, Sarah Kovash of WESA's Digital Department. Hello, I'm Josh Rollerson, the afterthought to this lineup. Happy to be with you nonetheless. Ladies, welcome back.
Hello. It's okay. We're getting by.
Rachel's wearing a hat and a scarf and her coat, it looks like. We are indoors.
It's a little chilly.
And I, as usual, am dressed weather inappropriate with not warm enough clothing because I dress for the weather I want. It's not the weather that is happening.
Makes sense.
It's bad in here.
I always thought that the rumor was that things had to be chilly for the equipment.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That was always what I heard whenever studios were cold, is they had to be chilly.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely true for TV because of the lights.
Right.
Really. We don't really have that. But we've got like an equipment room over here that does get rather toasty.
Uh-huh.
Hole up in there when it's really bad.
whenever it's really chilly, you find Josh in a closet.
Just snuggled up against a server tower.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. No, there was a whole study last year about this, about workplace temperatures.
Oh, and
how,
yes.
Like, it's really, really gendered, apparently.
It is.
Because men and women have different metabolisms, it turns out. Who knew?
Well,
women knew, obviously, yeah.
I'm probably the opposite end of the spectrum because I'm always hot.
You run hot. Yeah.
Yes.
See, I just keep a feminist space heater under my desk.
The feminist. Is it like blue? So it's
Is that
no...
like a special certification that you have to get?
I hear you went to Nashville this weekend.
I did, yes. I was just saying that I spent a lot of time eating cheese, it felt like, which is pretty much my dream vacation.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a lot of good restaurants that had cheese dips or queso on the menu, and I couldn't say no.
Big cheese town, Nashville?
Apparently. Was for me.
Big cheese town. I like that.
It's like, you normally you would think of like, I don't know, Milwaukee or something.
That's true.
Maybe I need to put that on my list.
The southern cheese scene is up and coming.
I'll just vacation through the cheese belt.
I think we should do an all cheese episode.
Oh my gosh.
I
love
start
cheese.
Researching. No.
There's a lot of really great places to get a cheese board in Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, tips.
Oh my gosh. Just right off the bat.
You're the embodiment of Yelp. You're supposed to know this.
I know where. Were you
well, I was going to say for restaurant week, as discussed last week, I went to Spoon and we had a cheese board. And evidently, most of the people I was dining with are not fans of goat cheese. And I am a huge goat cheese fan. So I got to eat a lot of the cheese.
So the tip is get whatever most people don't like and then eat it all yourself.
Yeah. It kind of worked out in my favor, but it was delicious. It had a lot of soft goat cheeses on there.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think of Allegheny Wine Mixer because they don't necessarily have a kitchen, but they do have cheeses and charcuterie boards and chocolate boards from Sinful Sweets, which is incredible. It's always one night we got the cheese board. We had already eaten a full dinner at Cure, mind you, me and my girlfriend. We got a cheese board, we got a chocolate board, and then we got wine, and we were about to throw up after, but it was delicious, all of it.
We also had a good cheese board at the Hotel Monaco.
Commoner?
They're upstairs. Beer garden.
Oh, yeah, which is, I looked because I want, you know, a lot of places will cover their rooftop so that they can have people up in the winter, but it is not covered. So it's closed.
Once it warms up.
Yeah, I just wanted to verify that because I was wondering, too, if they had an enclosed space, but they do not. But I think that it is, the pretzels are really good, too, there.
If you're willing to brave the cold this weekend, too, you could also do the gallery crawl. If we can transition into upcoming
events. Oh,
it's time to transition. Okay.
I thought that would be a good jumping in point.
Special all cheese episode.
I know. I was like ready to.
We have to save some material for that.
That's like the extra like premium product for the subscribers, if we did that.
I like
Subscribe to Social Club Plus.
Yeah. with more cheese.
About cheese. Gallery crawl. Yes. Tell me about it.
Gallery crawl throughout the cultural district. So the gallery crawl obviously has all of the free galleries that are open and has a guided path to lead you along the way of all of the well-curated art around Pittsburgh. And then also, not only do we have the gallery crawl, which is a free event, but the PDP, Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, throws different night markets throughout the year. And they're going to be doing their winter market, which is a market full of different vendors that you can buy potentially maybe some cheese from. But it's also crafts and different beverages, jewelry. But the good thing about this and all the galleries are that they are indoors. So
that sounds nice.
Fear not. You can hop. I actually think I work out more in the winter because I'm always running from place to place.
Right.
So I'm not like a normal person where I'll get out of the car and do a power walk to inside wherever I'm going. I literally run everywhere.
Oh, I just like waddle with my big puffy coat. I'm like, well, hope I bundled up enough.
We'll get there.
I definitely run. But I'm looking at the list of vendors for the night market, and one of my favorites, A519 Chocolate, will be there.
Oh.
And that's the local truffle makers. And she, I've talked about this over Christmas, and this is a good tip for Valentine's Day. Guys and girls, we need to, you know, spread the gender equality more. But
amen.
Guys and girls,
yes.
If your guy likes chocolate.
Chocolate right. And a space heater.
Chocolate and a space heater. Yes, that's the perfect.
Feminism and cheese this week.
Yes, and chocolate.
And chocolate.
So the truffles are hand-painted. They're gorgeous. And she's going to be there. So it'll be a cool time to check it out. Maybe knock some people off your list for Valentine's Day. And then we always have Zeke's coffee. I was going to say chocolate. I have chocolate on the brain, obviously. And a bunch of really great vendors. So you can check them out. And
the night market, the one that usually also has some food vendors there, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's indoors, are they still going to have those?
Yes, they do have them indoors, so you do not have to worry. They have different.
What self-respecting event doesn't have a whole lineup of food trucks outside at this point?
I know.
Come on, guys.
I know. Food trucks, I think, are a necessary. I think you have to line up a lot, too, because they're always
kind of. Have options.
Yeah, they're always spread out around town, and so I think you just line up the variety of them. And maybe you need a cheese truck. Oh, my gosh.
It seems inevitable. Someone's going to do that.
Yeah. I was going to say there's Mac and Gold.
Yeah, Mac and Gold.
Oh, that counts. Yeah, we can go with that. I want a truck to pull up that has just like a vat of fondue in the back. And
that
you just like give them your
dangerous.
Money. You can dip whatever you want in there. Maybe not.
Having a limo with a jacuzzi in the back is like.
Oh, no.
It's like a cheese limo.
Cheese jacuzzi.
Yeah. I feel I'm already.
Cheese koozie.
Oh, my gosh. I'm already seeing the caption for this week's Twitter to announce Social Club.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have beer, which is a good segue because cheese is also good with beer.
Finally. Thought you were never going to get to beer.
I know. It seems like there hasn't. Well, this is, I would say, probably the first official beer event of 2016.
It's about time.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is doing their 6th annual Pour for a Cure, which is at the U.S. Steel Tower. It will be a plethora of beers for you to try, but also for an incredible cause.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are really affordable. It's $60, gets you a ton of different vendors to try different beers, as well as they will have food too. So you can't leave that out, like I said. And get your tickets ASAP because this does always sell out. So you can head there on Friday night or on Sunday. Or excuse me, on Saturday, we have the East End Food Co-op Winterfest. So if you like the East End Co-op,
mm-hmm.
or if you've never been there, you can check this out because they're going to have different food options available. And the one thing that Yelpers talk about a lot is that they cater to vegetarian and vegans. So they're going to have a bunch of different light fare from vegan and vegetarian offerings.
I am not vegan or vegetarian, but love their food.
Yeah.
The cafe food is amazing.
Yes. The cafe is always something Yelpers really talk about being a really great place to get prepared foods, but also foods that you can cook with, as well as just shoving your face there.
They have an excellent garlic pasta that they have food bar that I have tweeted them several times trying to get the recipe, and I think it's like top secret because they're always politely like, thank you for your interest, but no, you can't have the recipe.
That's funny. Well, you know what the good thing is, Sarah, though? You may not get the recipe for this garlic pasta, but you will get, for $5 more, a wristband that gets you some adult beverages.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to have wine.
They're going to have wine. They're going to have a number of locally brewed craft beers and also East End Brewing Company. So,
well, that's only appropriate.
Yeah. East End is obviously the place to be over in the East End.
And anywhere for that matter.
Yeah. They're pretty much everywhere. If you have a craft beer offering, they're usually around, which is not a bad thing because it's delicious. Have you ever tried their root beer?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, well, I did the keg ride last year with my kids, and they were pouring root beers for the kids.
It's so good.
And I liked that they weren't into it. Like, they didn't know what root beer was, and they thought it was going to be Coca-Cola or something.
They never had root beer
really?
Before?
Apparently not. I guess I've neglected that aspect of their rearing. But anyway.
Well, locally made root beer for the first time is not a bad...
It was a big day for all of us.
I think they have ginger ale, too. Or, yeah, I think they make ginger ale, too.
They do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. It's very good. It's very gingery, but that might be a seasonal offering. Go ahead to East End and let us know if they serve ginger ale. We're just going to ask people questions because the Science Center replied back to us.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, Science Center. So I want to know. I think they have ginger ale.
I bet they won't tweet us 2 weeks in a row.
I think they will.
Prove me wrong, Sansa.
Tell us what kind of cheese you like.
Yeah. And then we also, to round out the weekend on Sunday, at Spirit Lodge, Rec Room Winter Games. So there are a couple different gaming options around town. City of Play is this organization that hosts games, adult games, throughout the year, and they do a scavenger hunt, I believe, in the spring or fall. They do a bigger and a smaller one, and then they also host adult games that are something going back to, like, your childhood in terms of dodgeball, and they did some kind of live Hungry Hungry Hippo game.
That sounds amazing.
Yes. So, also, Shell Games is based here in Pittsburgh.
Right.
I've never seen them doing any events before, so I think this is really cool. So they're going to be participating in this Winter Games, where you can basically participate in all of these different games that they're going to be setting up from 3 to 8 p.m. It's $10. They're going to have DJs and bands and obviously good libations.
I would hope so.
Yeah. They have a good beer list. And at Spirit, a lot of Yelpers have been talking about how the cocktails are very good as well.
Yeah, they're really unique from what I remember. I had a really good cocktail there, but I can't recall what it was. But I remember having
mind eraser.
Yeah.
No, I do remember they have really nice presentation, too. They're very, like, artfully made.
Yes. The Moscow Mule is very good. If we're talking about ginger beer. Hey, Moscow Mule is where he goes. So you can out there on Sunday night and I'm sure warm up to playing games down in the basement in Spirit.
Whatever it takes.
I know. Whatever it takes, guys. And if it takes running around and playing some adult Hungry Hippo, then go for it.
That sounds good.
I know. We need to warm up a little bit.
Like slice open a Tauntaun and hop in. Nice and toasty.
Or that just made me think of the Revenant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Does that happen in The Revenant? I haven't seen it yet.
Does
he climb inside a dead animal?
He does.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm so there.
I know. He was...
In about 6 months when it comes out on video.
I know. Gosh.
Have you seen Star Wars yet? Oh, no. Okay.
This is the shame of... 2000
You have to stop asking me these embarrassing questions every time. Like, you know the answer.
Netflix. It's okay. At least we have Netflix.
As discussed last time, we still know very little about what you actually do. So we're trying to figure it out.
A mystery wrapped in a riddle.
I know. Someday we'll
find out. In my basement playing video games.
And drinking beer. Work, it's in the closet, huddled up to get warm. I figured things out a little bit. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So keep yourself warm this weekend. head to a couple different events and warm up that way, too. Yeah, and eat some cheese.
Rachel, Sarah, thanks for coming by.
Of course.
Bye.
A world of cheeses, deliciously made for you and me. Flavors like provolone and brie, each with its own ethnicity. So many cheeses are available all around the world for you to eat. Especially good with crackers and meat. A measure may treat thousands of cheeses.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.